1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. The number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD is available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. All the money goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. This features some of the best bits we did over the course of the last year, and it is available to you at 877-616-7445 by way of Visa, MasterCard, or check. And we've raised $95,700 so far. Just, you know, inexorably on our way to 100 grand. So thank you for your help. Time now to talk to Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association and its Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley.
So, should I say something?
No, I was letting the music establish.
Good evening, Phil.
Good evening, Bobby, and I know Steve's there.
Right here, Phil.
And we're going to talk about a moral dilemma that you have?
On tonight's Southern California Lifestyles, Phil, I wanted to talk to your audience about... I really wanted to ask their help. I wanted to ask a question of them. And the question is, how selfish should you let your friends be when it comes to the common good of your life or a community organization?
How selfish should you let your friends be?
That's correct. And I'll tell you where that's from.
Okay.
We are having our second annual hall of, we have what's called the Wall of Baby Pictures. We picked all of these beautiful baby pictures of all of the children that have been born over the last year. And it will be our Hall of Babies photo gallery for our Springtacular film.
Now, the Springtacular is in March?
Yes. One of our friends, so these are beautiful pictures of all of the babies that have been born at West...
You said born.
I know, I did. I'm so nervous.
Well, that's all right, Steve. She can mess up there. Go ahead, Bobby.
These are pictures of all of the babies that have been born here at Western Estates. We've got some lovely babies, beautiful children. All right, so Stacy Williams is due this week, within the week, actually. And we take the pictures of the children a couple of weeks after they're born. Stacy shocked all of us, Phil, when she gave the news to our decorating committee that she was going to have her children. She was going to have the child a natural childbirth. And
all right, natural childbirth.
Yes, they're looking for a natural childbirth, which means that she is very petite. We really don't think it's wise. We really think she should have a C-section. Now, we have invited to be our judges, and we bring them in every year, Phil, a group of talent agents, pediatricians, and a group of anthropologists. And they are all the judges for our baby picture competition.
And all right, just so I'm following you, the pictures, the baby pictures that you're going to have on the wall at the Western Estates, now where will that be?
That will be in our Galleria Exhibition Center.
Okay, these are all pictures of the babies that have been born over the last year?
Yes.
And you will have judges come in and judge how beautiful these babies are?
How beautiful they are, how aesthetically pleasing they are, how healthy they look. And so we have a variety of judges for that. The talent agents, obviously, for the prospective beauty and saliability, I guess, of the children, were they to choose an entertainment career. The pediatricians for their overall health. And then we bring in anthropologists to look at cranial shape, phrenology, etc. What's happening, Phil?
All right, so just so I'm clear then, Stacy Williams, who is one of your friends, she's having a baby.
Yes.
And you're planning to take a picture of her baby.
Yes, but she's very petite.
She's very small.
She is very small. I am so petrified. She will not have the child through C-section.
All right, now what is wrong with her having this baby natural?
So I'm just afraid that there's going to be a great deal. They're going to have to use forceps, which will misshape the head to some degree. you know, I don't know if you can imagine, we're all really rooting for her to be healthy, but the child will probably have the pronounced forehead that is often found when forceps are used. Generally, if you can imagine an old man sucked through a straw, as crazy as that sounds.
That's what I think, Phil. You imagine just what would a baby look like if it had been sucked through a straw? I mean, that's really what we're talking about.
All right, Steve, you and Bobby are concerned it's going to be an ugly baby.
That's correct.
When you say sucked through a straw...
Because she won't have a C-section. She's too small. And when a lady's too small and she pushes out a baby, it looks like it's been squeezed up.
Yeah, the child will look,
misshapen?
Yes, and these pictures are taken within several hours of the child's birth. So the head won't be back to its normal shape. We have asked Stacy nicely. We said that we feel the best way for us to be competitive in the Wall of Baby Photo Exhibition is for you to have a C-section, and we got pushback.
She doesn't want that.
No, she does not. She insists that she will deliver the child vaginally using natural childbirth. And with petite women, you run the risk of having to use forceps. Any mother can tell you will misshape the head, and you're really having, if you're having a problem dilating, the child is squeezed out.
Yeah, we have the kid squeezed out. Don't want it.
You're afraid the kid's going to be squeezed out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, number on the Phil Hendry Show. So the dilemma is you feel you have the right to tell Stacy to have a C-section.
Oh, absolutely. We do, because there are going to be an awful lot of talent agents. Phil, the winner of the Wall of Babies competition will probably be used. And, you know, when I heard about this, my heart just raced because it's something that it's just neat. We will probably be used, if we win the competition, as a location shoot for the next Home Alone movie. And
that's really, it's a feather in our cap.
It really is. Stacy refuses to have the C-section.
Okay, that may be the... So who are you guys going up against?
We're going up against Valley Village Homes.
Valley Village. They've got some beautiful babies over there. I think 4 or 5 children have been born over there over the last year.
How many newborns have you guys got?
Well, that's just it. We've had 4. Stacy's child will make it number 5. She refuses to have the C-section. I've been on the phone all morning with the OBGYN to get him to see it our way. He is Dr. Robert Durrell, and I certainly want him to understand that we desire for her to have this C-section. If he doesn't go along with this, I told Dr. Durrell that I wouldn't want information that I have concerning him working at a women's clinic back east.
We don't want to do it, Phil.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Okay, you guys...
Phil, it's so important to...
Wait just a minute. Her OBGYN worked at a woman's clinic back east. I know what you're getting at. I know.
I'm not saying anything, Phil. It's just that there is, you know.
I know what you're going to try to intimidate this man, aren't you?
No, we're not, Phil, but he worked at a clinic where they got out abortions.
I think you guys are really going, I think it's low, okay? Keep this doctor's name out of it, okay? And if she doesn't want to have a C-section, it looks like you're going to have one baby with a squeezed-up face. Okay, you know, the kid's going to be natural childbirth, if the woman's petite, the kid...
Yeah, but the kid, if a lady's petite and she's too small, then the kid gets squeezed out.
And Phil, you have to understand, this is a feather in our cap to be the location shoot for the Home Alone movie. My God, my 3 boys have an opportunity to audition for bit parts. There are 2 other, is it the Klinman boys?
Yeah, the Klinman.
The Klinman boys, they have a shot. And all of this can be taken away from us because Stacy is selfish and doesn't recognize obligation to friends and doesn't realize that it isn't all about her. It's about us, and it's about how we feel about our lives.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley is with us. This is Southern California Lifestyles. As she talks about the moral dilemma that she has, how selfish can her friend Stacy be? She refuses to have a C-section, thus ensuring that her baby is born without being squeezed out and having a wrinkled-up face so that they lose the Wall of Baby photo competition. Now, they're competing with Valley Village Homes. The first prize, they say, they may be considered as a location shoot for the next Home Alone movie. I don't think, just personally, I don't know if you have the right to tell a woman you must have a C-section so your kid doesn't come out looking squeezed for this baby picture competition. I don't know that you have the right to do that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley is with us. We're talking to Bobby about the, and this is Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley. We're talking about her friend, Stacey Williams, who's going to have a baby. The Wall of Babies photo competition, the pictures are taken right after the children are born?
Yes, Phil, and that is the most important part of this. The photographs are within a few hours. If it was, you know, any later than that, when some semblance of shape comes back to the head. But Stacy doesn't want to have the C-section. As a result, you have a baby that looks like...
Phil?
Yeah, is that Steve?
It's Phil. It's Steve. Have you ever seen Mr. Hankey on South Park?
That wrinkled up guy?
Yeah, I didn't want the baby look like that.
Well, we're afraid he'll look like Mr. Hankey on South Park. And that, of course, while perhaps amusing... is not going to win us any friends with our judges.
Well, I'm a little bit concerned that you not only have talent agents and pediatricians judging the pictures, but anthropologists, okay?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know. It just says something creepy. I don't know what it is. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Emily on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Emily, go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to comment. I'm really concerned with the fact that you are impressing your opinion on a young mother who apparently you have no right to do this. You have absolutely no right.
Why don't I have any right?
Because it has nothing to do with you. This child is the mother's child.
She agreed to have the child's picture in our photo competition.
But you know what? Childbirth, you know, there's a lot more to childbirth than getting your picture in a competition.
Oh, absolutely. But this is...
to go the safest way, and if she wants to do it the way she wants to do it,
well,
I
we're going
believe
to talk,
you.
Well, we're going to talk to her pediatrician or her OBGYN about it.
Well,
you know, and she's just not going to blow us off.
Well,
it's just not going to happen.
I would blow you off because you are, your opinions are way out there.
I don't understand.
Let anyone impress their opinions on my child, on me and my decision with my child.
I don't see why she shouldn't have a C-section if she knows it's for the greater good.
Well, why doesn't she try having it naturally first? And if it doesn't work out,
if she tries to have it naturally,
she can have a C-section.
Because within the first 6 hours, the child's head is squeezed.
Who cares? It has nothing to do with the pictures.
Frightening.
It has to do with the fact that she needs to have the child the way she would like it. A woman knows her body the best.
No, well, you're wrong.
No, I'm absolutely right.
No, you're wrong.
How many children have you had?
You know...
I am pregnant right now. If you came to me, I would probably smack you. You have no right asking me those questions.
If you had agreed to have your child's picture in our Wall of Baby competition, and then you have the gall to say, and then you have the gall to present to us a child that is hideous, I could sue you.
You know what? A child is a gift from the Lord. No child is ever hideous, whether it's the first 6 hours or not. It has nothing to do with being on the wall of children. Because you know what? Childbirth is much more beautiful than your damn pictures.
Well, you know something? This competition could mean the location shoot for Home Alone. Which I guess you don't know.
Tell me something intelligent about anything you're saying, because that is not an intelligent way
Have you ever had a movie shot in your neighborhood?
Who cares?
Then you don't know what it's like.
It has nothing to do with the movie. Yes, I have. I live in San Diego. I have tons of movies shot here. I live
really?
In L.A.
Which one?
Which one? Who cares?
You don't even know. You don't even know.
You know what?
You know what? I don't think you did.
Oh, you know what? You want to deny me now?
I think you're lying. I think you're lying to prove a
Who
point.
Who cares? It's not even about that. It's about a baby and the healthy birth of a baby. You have no right impressing your opinion.
I just think it's dangerous to make a woman have a C-section.
And what about what she promised us? What about the lies? Oh, yes, you can take a picture of my baby. It will have a perfectly shaped head. It will have a perfectly shaped head.
This woman does not owe you anything. She owes her baby
Emily,
a healthy birth.
Emily, I've had three sons.
Oh,
and I just hope
alive.
That when you have your baby, he doesn't look like he was squeezed through a flavor straw.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Every baby gets squeezed. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a petite woman or not, you have to push ahead through a 10-centimeter dilation. Mm-hmm. That is a squeeze. I don't care if you're doing it naturally or not. That baby is squeezed.
C-section.
Thank you very
C-section.
Much.
C-section. C-section.
All right. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
Thank you. C-section. I'm not hanging up before you. Hello?
She hung up, okay? 1-800-44... Oh, no, she was still there. Here is... hold on for a second. Here is Nicole on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a comment for this lady.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I really have a hard time believing this isn't a joke.
Mm-hmm. You know something? It isn't a joke.
Okay, well, let me tell you
something. It's a really serious
competition. I'm a registered nurse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So be quiet for a minute and let me speak. You've had more than your share of time.
I'm listening to you, but I really don't like
to
be denigrated.
Okay, it doesn't matter, first of all, what size a woman is.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing. She can be 300 pounds. She can be 84 pounds.
Yeah.
It's the size of her pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
A baby is going to have a little bit of molding to their head where you say it looks like it's stuck through a straw.
Well, it looks like
you are the most selfish woman I have ever heard in my life.
Can
you don't have any... You could care less about the human life.
Stacey's not
selfish.
Not
to mention, if Stacy, if she has a C-section, she's got to go home with an abdominal incision.
Mm-hmm.
She's at risk for throwing a pulmonary embolism.
Mm-hmm.
She has multiple complications related to C-section.
You
don't care about her or her baby. You only care about yourself and the sanity of your children.
You know, you're really not a doctor. And,
you know what?
You know, you really
you know
don't
what?
Know.
I'd love for you to talk to any OBGYN. There's not an OBGYN out there that's going
to
perform a C-section on this lady
just
because you want her to. You are a vain, selfish
person. Have you ever had a child? Have you ever had a child?
I have two children, ma'am.
Okay, you know what they look like when they were born.
They are the most beautiful children you've ever seen. And I'm sure your children are butt ugly.
You know something? I think for
a minute, I hope you lose that contest.
You know something?
And you're going to. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? People like you, do you think that people like you, that God is going to favor you in any way?
You know something? You know what I think is really amusing? You had two children, and you think they're really beautiful, and they probably looked frightening.
No,
I'm
they were
saying ugly. I'm saying they probably frightened the nurses.
Honey,
okay?
I'm sure you frighten
and
anyone you come into
you
contact
call
with. Your
Dillon
phone call is
ugly.
Absolutely frightening.
How dare you call my boys butt ugly?
Well,
if she doesn't dilate correctly, the kids hit.
You know what? They may be physically beautiful, but if they're anything like you, ma'am, they are very, very shallow and horribly ugly inside.
You know something, my boys, and you're really
so
making me emotional. You're making me very emotional, and you make me want to come and find you.
You know,
and
I
hurt
love
you.
To come and find you
and hurt
you.
You know something, if this child, if she doesn't dilate correctly, those kids will come out with their heads looking.
You don't care if the child's brain damaged. You only care about the appearance of the child.
I'm so emotional, Phil.
That
well,
is
what
just,
is the problem?
You are nuts.
No.
You are nuts.
Oh, so your children's heads come out looking like toilet logs.
You know what? Mine weren't in the birth canal long enough, but I wouldn't have cared if they did come out looking like toilet logs. They would have been beautiful in my eyes and in God's eyes.
You know something? You don't know what God's thinking. I think it's really presumptuous to think that you know God's mind.
Oh, I'm sure you're an atheist, but
no, I do believe in God.
It doesn't matter anyway.
But I don't presume to know what God's thinking. And I'm sure that when God saw your children, he went, oh, my God, what have I done?
Oh, I doubt it.
No,
I doubt it. All
so.
Children
ladies,
are
ladies,
ladies.
Come on, let's, what is this about, okay?
You know something, Phil? She called my children butt ugly, and she's laughing still. And I hope her
I
children.
I can't help myself. Phil.
I hope
I'm
her
sorry.
Children. I hope her children die in an automobile accident.
Okay, that is way, way over the line. And
well, see, she thinks it's funny.
It's. Well, I don't care if she any thinks it's funny.
Phil, I think
it is.
Nut.
I think that you are way over the line.
I hope your children fall under a gas truck.
You know, honey, I'm above you, so I'm not going to come back with any of those.
You really, I really hate you.
And your friend Stacy is too.
I really hate
so
you.
So God bless her.
You
and
know, Stacy is going to.
A great delivery.
And Mr. Henry, I hate you too for giving these women time. We really care about our wall of baby competition.
Crazy.
She's nuts. All right, thank you for calling. Are you gonna? Are you done?
I will not be laughed at by a woman whose children look like their heads were sifted through a spaghetti. I will not.
Hold on. Your head comes out looking like a toilet log. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show as we return to Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association, where they're having their second annual Springtacular Wall of Baby Photo Competition. Now, these are babies whose pictures have been taken within a few hours after birth. And your friend Stacey Williams is about to have a baby, and you want her to have a C-section so the child's head doesn't get squeezed during natural childbirth, right?
Phil, the only thing we're trying to say is, and I think my husband agrees, do you recall Beaker from The Muppets?
No, I do not.
All right, this was a character that had a head that was a perfect cylinder shape. And I don't think there is a mother among us, and I don't think that there is a judge of a photo competition among us who would honestly vote for any homeowners association that dared to put a picture on the wall of a baby whose head was the shape of a bat as opposed to
a baseball bat.
Yes. Now, we have some of the most distinguished anthropologists as well as pediatricians and talent agents who will be judging the competition. And if an anthropologist sees that, I know he's going to ask me, and Steve, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
He's going to ask me, you know, what continent is, did you find this? This is supposed to be for beautiful babies, not children who've been squeezed out.
Well, I still don't think you have the right to ask a friend to have a C-section so you don't have a picture of a baby that's squeezed out. Here is Susan on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Susan,
yes.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Hello. First of all, I was there's no correlation between the size of a woman's body or pelvis and anything to do with the birth. That's absolutely not true. You think if someone has 300 pounds of fat, they'll have a better time delivering a baby? And second of all, I have heard that you are broad. I know you had some.
It's the width of the
pelvis. You made
some
people angry about Christmas letters on the radio recently. It was your same voice.
Well, yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And we live in a homeowners association, all right?
Well, a homeowners association has nothing to do with
a homeowners association where people have entered into willingly agreements.
Now, agreement
having to
is
do
for
with the baby competition.
The snow removal and what your
outside
of your curtains look like. It has nothing to do with giving birth to your own
child. What? Don't tell us how to live.
A homeowners association is not a place that should tell you how to have your child.
You're telling me
You're asking someone to have major surgery
for
a photo contest. Why don't you get yourself somehow pregnant and have a beautiful baby? If you think
that
important.
I had three beautiful babies. I had three beautiful babies.
I'm sure you do.
Thank you.
I'm sure you do.
All right.
However,
get squeezed through
this woman
a cheese
can
processor.
Choose to have her baby however she pleases. That, thank God,
no, not
is one of the rights we have in this country.
What
a
about
our
Springtacular?
Association is simply, does she pay her dues every month?
She agreed in the Springtacular brochure and handout to allow that child to be photographed. Now, if she wants to have a child photographed that's been squeezed through a sausage tube...
But wait, she agreed to allow the child to be photographed, period.
Yes.
Did she agree to have a C-section?
She agreed to have the child reasonably presentable for the photograph.
Well, so she'll put the child in a nice outfit, right?
She'll
comb the child's hair.
The child these photos are taken...
When are the pictures taken? Within hours of birth?
Yes. So there's no hair to comb.
Well, there may be. And what if it's a messy tuft of hair? You can't help that, no matter how you... This is ridiculous. I can't believe I'm arguing with you about how a private person has their baby. Is this woman a relative of yours?
Maybe you squeeze babies out like you squeeze a tube of toothpaste. I don't.
Babies are born the way babies are born.
How many babies have you had?
I've had three.
Oh, my God.
I've had three.
You really pump them out, don't you?
Oh, gee, aren't you
Well, don't
sweet?
You... Well, no, but I mean, don't you care what they look like?
My children are wonderful, just like other children are as well. It has nothing to do with what they look like. What a child looks like when it's a few hours old does not matter at all. Do you look like you did when you were born?
You know what? I was a very beautiful child.
I don't care if you were a
gorgeous.
Beautiful child.
I was
what
gorgeous.
What you looked like as a child and as a baby,
I developed
and
early.
When you were moments old, means nothing.
It means something.
This woman's baby is her baby. It is not your baby.
I will.
You should simply
if I have to go
find
to court,
someone else to photograph for this.
If I have
she should move out of your development because I can't imagine her raising her child with you as a neighbor.
If you've had three children, how did you get their heads normal? I don't understand.
How do you get their heads normal? You bathe them. You don't do
mm-hmm.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
The heads are the heads.
The heads are fine. My God, aren't you selfish? The heads
selfish.
Are the heads.
Selfish. How could this woman be considered selfish?
Because she doesn't have a C-section. The kid comes out with a lopsided
head.
First of all,
I don't want to tell you that a woman is...
How dare she have a child extracted?
With most doctors, unless she has had a C-section before...
They found it, Phil.
She cannot choose on her own to have a C-section.
All right, I found it, Phil.
All right, what did you find?
All right, here it is. Bobby, read it.
To enter the wall of baby competition, you agree not to have your newborn extracted using forceps. Okay.
Well, but why would she need forceps if she doesn't have a C-section? I don't know where you're getting that from.
They're going to have to pull the kid's head out.
You know what? That's not true.
Something?
Most people do not have forceps. I've had three kids. I'm a very small person. I'm 5 feet tall.
Well, if you don't think...
And I have never had any instruments.
And your children's heads weren't misshapen.
I don't think so. But I also wasn't trying for a stupid movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the Home Alone series.
So what? The Home Alone series. That's like the stupidest series I've ever seen.
How dare you?
Home Alone with the little Macaulay Culkin, big deal.
And even if it was
some big movie with you know, some famous screen siren, it's a movie.
Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin, they've only made two of them.
And we get to be number three.
Big deal.
Why don't you take
a picture of yourself? I don't know what you want from this woman.
You know something? I'm very attractive.
It's her baby.
And I developed early.
You are not
early.
Going to affect her pregnancy and birth and baby's life by your silly movie.
You know what? I know about Hollywood, and maybe you don't.
I certainly don't, and I'm really glad I don't live on the West Coast. If this is the mentality of the woman yet who's had children.
I was born. I was very attractive. I developed early. Boys, you know, I had curves early. What?
So what? So you had children early, and they had nicer heads. I'm not sure what your point is. Who cares?
I had my first boy when I was 18.
Well, that's nothing to be proud of.
Well, you know, I couldn't keep the boys' hands off of me.
Well, my goodness, obviously not. Maybe you should have been in school instead.
How dare you say that the Home Alone series is boring?
I mean, it's whatever. It's a silly series of movies for little kids.
It was really great. It started Macaulay Culkin off on his career, and
nice for Macaulay Culkin, but Stacey, whoever, is not going to be affected, whether Macaulay Culkin or anyone else.
He should be more famous than Haley Joel Osment.
I know, this is fake. I'm being advised.
Yeah, no, these guys are talking about stuff that I have no knowledge of. Macaulay Culkin and Haley Joel Osment. What difference does it make?
First of all, Phil, Macaulay got screwed. Haley Joel Osment, oh, what a ham. Ham-fisted son of a...
Okay. Here is Robert on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
The lady says that her friend Stacey is being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
How is she being selfish? What does she have to gain? Her child gets picture taken, right?
Yeah, but the child's head is misshapen...
What do you get out of it?
If the head's lopsided, what we get out of it, if we win the competition, we will be considered for a location shoot for the The new Home Alone movie.
It's just a movie. There's other movies that do not involve kids. I've had a movie filmed in my house, The Horse Whisperer. Have you seen it?
Was that filmed in your house?
Yes.
Did you meet Robert De Niro?
Robert Redford, no. We were not within speaking distance, but it's just a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's famous. Who cares?
Well, first of all, Steve, this man had Horse Whisperer filmed in his house.
Really?
Yes.
That is so cool.
That's really awesome. It doesn't matter
to
me.
Was it really neat?
Yes, but I'm not talking about the actors are just actors.
Uh-huh.
They're nobody special because they can read.
Listen to these people. They're all jazzed about the movie being filmed in their house.
I mean,
was it neat, though? I mean, that's kind of neat, isn't it?
Yes, but it,
yeah.
Did you meet
Robert Redford?
No, I did not.
Oh, is that a little baby?
Yes, my son.
Oh, my God. Is his head nice and round?
Yes, and he was delivered with forceps.
Oh. So how long did it take before the head went back to shape?
A couple of weeks, but...
Two weeks, okay.
Yeah, but what does that have to do?
That's too long. We don't have that time.
See, that's it. We need it within a few hours.
Then find somebody else to take the baby.
That's it. I mean, find another pregnant woman or something.
That's all you have to do.
Well, Susan's the only one, or Stacy's the only one pregnant right now. I don't know. But look, you've all been very helpful. And Phil.
All right. Well, look at Robert. Thank you. We'll take one more phone call, and then I've got a little advice for you. Donna, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. How are
Donna,
you?
Donna, yes, ma'am.
I'm calling from Baltimore, and I have to tell you, if this is the kind of conversations you're having on the West Coast, I'm sticking to the East Coast. Because it sounds like to me that, this lady
you
I'm listening to says that the baby's supposed to be reasonable.
Have you been in any baby picture competitions?
No, I haven't, but I would think the photo should be judged by the quality of the photograph and how good the artist or the photographer is.
Well, we've won 4 years running, and we're not about to lose it this
terrific,
year.
I think that's terrific, but I think that you've crossed the line.
Here's the question
I can't hear you, hon.
The question that I have is this. If the head can be misshapen by the forceps, can you
what
squeeze
it? What kind of damage
it,
is that? Other
can you
than the
squeeze
fact that
it
I think
back?
You're being radical.
Can you squeeze
what kind
it back?
Of damage is that going to do to your photograph?
Well, first of all,
your
we won't win the competition. You don't
but
win a competition.
But isn't the photo judged on your ability as a photographer?
No, it's judged on how beautiful the child is. You
and
don't win it when the child's head is shaped like a cheese log. What?
I'm having a hard time hearing
you.
I can't.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Hello? I don't understand.
Where are you?
Now you could actually want to
where
force
are you?
This woman into have major surgery.
Where are you right now?
Baltimore.
Well, that's why you can't hear me.
Well, I can see you now.
I'm in Los Angeles.
But I don't
Angeles.
Understand why you would really want to force this woman into having major surgery.
I'm just asking, can you use a vise to squeeze the head back into shape?
But how
because
bad
I'll...
is it going to... Darling. Is it going to do that much damage? I mean,
yeah, what's
the
lady's
enough...
asking, will it do that much damage?
Phil,
and don't
they,
you have enough faith in your
you
ability
a
as a photographer?
I can't do anything if the child's head is shaped like a big ballpoint pen
but
cap.
But a pediatrician is going to judge this.
God.
He's going to know what's going
what
on.
What about the anthropologist?
I'll tell you what.
What about the anthropologist?
If this were me, I'd be moving because it scares me how upset you are.
What about the anthropologists?
I would think that he's smart enough to know.
He's going
to
know it's a cone head.
It doesn't matter. Do you think they're going to judge the baby just on that?
Phil, this is the first. This lady thinks a baby's beautiful if his head
I
is shaped
all
like
people,
a bullet.
I think you're the one who's putting the dollar in front of everything else.
This
and
is
a
new one.
And I think anybody that looks at a baby picture is going to understand and going to judge that child on the quality of that child.
Well, I just think
but
it's really unusual that you think it's good for a child to have a head shaped like a Saturn rocket.
I don't think
it's
damaging.
Like
you know
a Saturn
that?
Rocket.
I really don't. Because cesarean sections are not that old. Have women been having babies for the last 2,000 years?
You know, the space capsule that John Glenn orbited our Earth in had better shape to it than one of these babies' heads.
You know, you're
you know,
judging
you're so
your
weird.
Child before this is even born.
You're so weird.
Look,
and
it,
I'm not weird.
I got
to
jump
think,
in.
I think
I'm
you
not
need
a...
psychiatric help.
Oh, because I don't want my child's head to be shaped
no,
like a spoon?
No, because of the way, the way you sound threatening the doctor... And forcing the neighbor?
They will not embarrass me. I will. Western
because
States will win.
How could a baby photo
we're gonna win.
Embarrass you?
Do you remember
I
the
am...
Harry Nilsson album, The Point? All the kids had pointed heads.
Have you noticed that every caller
what
thinks
a living
you're crazy?
Hell.
I think you and your husband really
you know,
need somebody, to be a counselor.
I think you need a psychiatrist if you want a kid with a head shaped like a bee.
Well,
a
I
bee's
don't think
ass.
It stays that
okay,
way.
These guys are whacked
but you
out,
know
man.
What? I'm... You know, if this
they're
is
goofy.
The kind of thing that happens
yeah.
on the West Coast,
it's nuts.
I'll stick to the East Coast any day.
Well, I apologize. Because
I really think you two are taking this a bit over the line.
No, I think
when
nuts.
You would actually call the woman's doctor, that's
they all look
scary.
Like they're wearing a dunce cap all the time.
Pardon me?
The kids' heads are so pointed they look like they're wearing a dunce cap.
Oh, come on. They use
oh, yeah?
forceps for years
well,
and
then you've
years
never seen
years.
A kid with a head shaped like a rocket.
It only takes a couple weeks for the baby's head to shape normally.
I guess what they're saying is their photo competition is immediately upon birth.
But their photo competition, their photo should be qualified
yeah.
on their ability as a photographer.
Okay.
You know, this is the craziest.
Phil, would you hang up on this woman, for Christ's sake?
Yeah,
I hung up three times.
On the
okay,
radio
look.
There.
You are
this
nuts.
Woman,
this woman
noticed,
is out of her mind.
Think these two
you
are
noticed,
crazy.
This woman called from Baltimore, and she's out of her mind.
Oh, I'm
you're
the one out. How come...
You're
you
loony.
Know, I've heard three or four women call in.
No, my husband just said to me, that woman in Baltimore is Looney Tunes.
You're right. I'm loony.
You're
but you
goofy.
Know what?
You're goofy.
Thank God I'm 3,000 miles away
well,
from you
Well, thank God
two.
I'm 3,000. Baltimore is over on the ocean on the other side, right?
Yeah, it's all the way on the East Coast.
Oh, on the other ocean?
The Atlantic.
Okay, good.
Because
I'm over near, I'm near the Pacific one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
well,
I'm
you're
real
way
grateful
away.
For that
oh,
right now.
Well, you're way away from me, so
you
that's
know,
good.
And if I were Stacy,
good, good
I wouldn't
there,
tell you when I went into labor.
You did what?
You wouldn't know it if I were her.
You're in labor now?
If I were this girl,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't let you know when I was in labor. I'd stay as far as away from you because you sound like
when are you going into
you
labor?
Can't take
okay,
her decision.
Okay, look. All right, thank you very much for your calls.
You're nuts.
Yeah.
And,
No, you really are. You're goofy.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Are you ladies done?
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Okay, I think we're safe to say this is the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Sir, I'm completely outraged with what you're saying.
Ma'am, are you a Christian?
Died,
are you a Christian?
And you are saying that they are not loved by God? What kind of a human being are you?
Are you a Christian?
And you think you are loved by Jesus Christ?
Are you a Christian?
I do love Jesus Christ, and he has never said a human being is not worth it because he doesn't believe in it.
If a Christian woman has relatives who are widows, she must take care of them and not put the responsibility on the church.
Sir,
that is in Timothy, that is chapter 5.
You know what?
My head is on my shoulders.
This is not about religion. People have died, and you
yes,
don't have the sense.
That's right.
You will burn in hell.
I will burn in hell?
You.
No, because
I
Jesus,
you.
God is going to come back and is going to judge you, Nikki.
God
and then
never
you are, and you're backing
God
up all
never
the...
condemns any one person.
But
God never
no,
does that
no, he
to
condemned
anyone.
About 10,000 of them all at once.
God
is that what you're saying?
God created all men. Jewish, Christian, and if you were an educated man and had studied Buddhism or Muslim, you would know
all I need to know is one religion. All I need is Jesus. All I need is Jesus.
And they believe in all of his
all
beliefs.
I need... Mike, you tell Phil if these people keep laughing at me and make a fool of me, I'm going to sue the show.
I'm suing the show for letting them such an ignorant person come on the line.
You know, lady.
Like that. I've had three people
I don't need
die
no...
in this whole country, and you come in there and say they don't believe in God or they've been condemned with God.
You had two people die in this earthquake?
I've had three of my cousins die in this earthquake.
Were they Christians?
Does it matter?
Well, I just want to know whether I want to know where I just want to know where you ought to send your mail.
They believe in God. No matter what kind of religion they have.
Well, they died in this earthquake. I bet you it's pretty hot for them. It might be hot for them right now. All right, Nikki, I'm sorry, I gotta go. I hope now you should read the Bible.
I have read the Bible. Why don't you try to read the Quran?
Oh, that's a lot of gobbledygook. That's a lot of gobbledygook. That's a lot of gobbledygook. What do you mean about white rice? What do you mean eat white rice? What are you talking about?
Please.
Quit with your scarf.
There are people like you
no.
that make this country the way it is.
Oh, I eat brown.
So
yeah.